Getting women into non-traditional jobs is what Mary Knight does. She's with Madison Area Technical College and coordinates a program called Women in Trades and Technology. The program has free career exploration courses in areas like engineering. In the last 3 years, MATC has seen a slight decline in enrollment of women learning to be electrical engineers, architectural technicians, and information technologists. Knight says the pay and advancement opportunities are reasons women should consider these fields, but acknowledges there are barriers.
Even though you might get financial aid to cover some of the costs, you still got the ever-increasing costs for transportation, the child care costs. So you're juggling going to school, taking care of your kids, maybe a part-time or even full-time job.
The National Institute for Women's Policy Research recently released a report providing what it calls a first-ever look at community college efforts to recruit women into STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math. Over a 10-year period, community colleges granting degrees to women in these fields decreased from 33% to 27%. Women make up half the workforce nationally, but the report says only one in four STEM jobs are done by a woman. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.